This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And I just kind of have to wonder, are you that exceptional American I'm talking about? I suspect you are, so welcome to the show. Lots of things going on. Just another busy news day on this 24/7, 365 news cycle you're all on. And listen, anybody up for harassment these days? Well, let's just talk a little bit about harassment. It's called boiling the frog, right? Boiling the frog slowly. Then what happens? Slowly. What does that mean? Well, you kind of turn up the heat, and all of a sudden the frog dies after a while. But it suffers. It gets warmer and warmer and warmer and warmer until it finally, expires. Is that what we're seeing right now with the Democrats? Are they boiling themselves slowly, incrementally? And are they soon going to expire? That's the big question. I mean, it's just some of the stuff that's happening out there right now is just absolutely phenomenal. I know you guys are sitting here thinking, oh my goodness, how can we control these people? When you got Maxine Waters and Omar Navarro, by the way, who is running against Maxine in her district down there in Inglewood, California. If you've ever been to Inglewood, California, it's a very, very oppressed area. It's blighted, actually. And, back in the day, before the days of Maxine Waters, I mean, God, she's been that. She doesn't even live in her own district, but it's very blighted. And, my family actually had some connections in Inglewood. And this is back in the day. I mean, we're talking about the 60s. When it was really a kind of a neat place to be. They had the forum there where the Lakers always played, It was fabulous. And it was you know, quite an area. But then all of a sudden, well, you know, all those Democrats, they wanted to exploit everybody and certainly started to exploit the black population that had come into Englewood. And exploiting in a very bad way, of course. And pretty soon they got on the plantation in Englewood. And then, of course, comes the rise of Maxine Waters. Maxine Waters, who's been, never, hasn't been living in that whole area. I mean, you can't, listen, you cannot live in a blighted area when you have a $7 million home. That's Maxine Waters. I mean, you know, we covered this. We had Omar Navarro on the radio show here, and Omar did the brave thing. He was a very, very brave man, and what he did is he decided, well, I'm going to go out, and I'm going to declare my candidacy to run for Congress against Maxine Waters, and what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to declare my candidacy right in front of her $7 million home in the Hollywood Hills. Now, you got to know L.A. and stuff, and of course, I grew up in Southern California, know L.A. pretty well, not nearly as much as some of those other areas of Southern California. My relatives lived in Hollywood and West Hollywood and the Valley and stuff like that, and we would have to, you know, visit the family all the time, and they'd come to visit us in Orange County and other areas, and so it was kind of a familial thing. We got used to that whole area down there, and it was really a thriving area, actually. In fact, my relatives, one of my relatives lived right down in that area, and wonderful house, you know. Now it's, of course, completely blighted in that area. That's Maxine's area. That she doesn't set foot there. You know, you go and when Omar was on the show, he talked about this a lot. That, and he's from that district down there in Inglewood, California, just a little bit south of Los Angeles, where the LAX is, actually. And, you know, during the boom time, you had a lot of industry down there that was related to, obviously, the airport and aviation and all that. Of course, the aviation has left California. I don't know if you know that or not. And Maxine Waters hasn't really helped. I mean, you know, I just knock on the door and say, Maxine, honey, girlfriend, can you bring some industry back to California? Can you make sure, I mean, over her time frame, a lot of the aviation industry that surrounded that whole district that she was in just left because, obviously, she wasn't protecting her constituents. She'd rather have them unemployed and dependent and doing drugs. That's Maxine. That's how she rolls. And, of course, you listen to her. She acts like she's got the IQ of someone who's really strung out on drugs. And you kind of wonder. You wonder how she got her millions of dollars to, you know, and how. Well, there's very little wondering why she got her millions of dollars. And now, of course, she's in the mouthpiece. By the way, the proof is in her own records. How many, I think she's been in the Congress, how many, 20, 30 years? How many laws has she introduced that have actually come to fruition? I think she helped to name a post office someplace. I think that's it. She is literally the most unfettered. I wouldn't even say fettered. She's the most, benign of all the Congress people in the Congress. She hasn't done anything in her years there. All she has done has been a rude, belligerent human being. That's it. That's exactly right. And now, of course, she's the point. She's the tip of the spear of the Democratic Party. Go figure. She's the tip of the spear. Someone who's totally unaccomplished. Someone who doesn't represent anything. Someone who doesn't live in her own area. She doesn't live in her own district. And hasn't for years. Yet she's exploiting them. She's exploiting her position because she's a multimillionaire. And she's happy about that. So when she goes home, she doesn't go home to that blighted area in Inglewood. Oh, no, no. She doesn't go there. She goes to the opulent splendor of a $7 million home. And by the way, protected with people with guns. Oh, go figure. She has her own little bodyguard unit out there. Yet she is the spokesperson. Apparently the face of the Democratic Party. Nationally. What does this tell you, ladies and gentlemen? let's be perfectly blunt about what it tells you about the globalists and those trying to destroy the United States of America. This is what the United States of America would look like in the future if we didn't have a Donald Trump right now. The face of Maxine Waters. Do you want to put this mask on? I guess you just have to ask yourself that question. And those of you that are Democratic friends and liberals and elites and who hate America, this is what you're going to, this is what, it always comes down to this. These are the type of people who lead you into oblivion. Need I talk about Venezuela or North Korea? Well, what about that? This is what Maxine Waters, it's a face of a totalitarian. You see, there is really truly no there, as it has always been with totalitarians. There's never been a there. You can go back to Hitler. You can go back to Stalin, Mao Zedong. There's never a there. The only there is oblivion. And she seems to want to march this entire country into it. Now, we ought to tell you about oblivion out here in California, because we have another dictator. His name is Jerry Brown, following in the mold of Fidel Castro, following in the mold of Adolf Hitler, following in the mold of Joseph Stalin. There is no there. And you can see what it's doing to California. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to have a fabulous day. And you know what? We're going to make America great again. We'll be right back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliates. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Okay, for all of you that are really excited about certain things in the world happening, I can say with great humility, I don't know what I'd say about that, but I can definitely say that the Brexit bill becomes law officially. Allowing the UK to leave the European Union. Yes, this is like, you know, might as well be the 4th of July, actually. Well, it's the 26th of June, which also, by the way, we'll be probably reading excerpts from today's grievance. Grievance number 23 from the New California State will be read on, well, county steps throughout California and in parts of the nation, actually. The Brexit bill becomes law, allowing UK to leave the European Union. I don't know why I mix it. Well, it's, you know, we've got to, you know, get out of the California thing. We've got to build a new California, a new state, create a 51st state. That's what we have to do. This is from Fox News reporting this. Associated Press, actually. I got to give credit where credit is due. The British government's so-called Brexit legislation that would allow the country to leave the European Union became law Tuesday after Queen Elizabeth gave her approval. Yeah, I don't know how, you know, I really don't know totally how that whole thing works over there, the parliamentary thing that they've got. I really don't. I know one thing, that sort of like a monocameral thing. We have a bicameral. We're supposed to. California doesn't. California is a monocameral system. One, you know, you only have. It's kind of interesting. We've been arguing in New California for a long time that we don't have a bicameral legislature, and it's one of these things that, you know, we've created this story, and we are going to take full credit for this because now it's starting to pop up in different. Places. People are reading our grievances and people are listening to our radio show here on Agenda 21 Radio. And listen, it's no secrets. We don't, you know, it's all out there. We'll, you know, whatever we say, you guys can use. Absolutely. But now they're starting to say monoparty system. We're hearing that on the news. And they're starting to say, you know, there's no bicameral legislature in California. No, there's not. There's just one legislative body. You have monocameral here. It's a monoparty system, monocameral legislature. And a dictator on top, you know. That's the way it's supposed to work. That's when you have a democracy, that's the way it works. I said democracy. We don't have a republic in California, we don't have a republican form of government. We have a bicameral legislature. No, we have a monocameral one. That's because our representatives or assembly members, which are supposed to be like our House of Representatives, but at the state level, though. And then we have state senators for the state inside. And it's all one. They don't represent, you know, like in the traditional sense, in the federal form, where you have two senators for each state, and they represent the whole state and the populations and everything else therein. And it gives equal representation to each state in the Senate. But, you know, in the House of Representatives and, you know, our system in the federal lands, you don't have that. You have it based upon the population of the people. That's the way the founding fought. But then that all changed when when you start to take a look back at the incredibly progressive Warren Court back in 1964, and they came up with Reynolds versus Sims, which destroyed that within the state. So all senators basically became effectively assembly members, or in whatever your state calls them, might call them House of Representatives. They all became one. They all represented. No longer did they represent counties and all the things therein of counties. Then what they represent is just all people. So everybody's just a member of the representative. In the bicameral system, you have representation spread out. You have two forms of representation there, and that's supposed to balance out the unequal powers. See, that's the balance of power thing. But in states, you don't have that. So now what you have is you have representatives based upon population, and it creates a domination of density, population density of representation. So that's why you have a monoparty system here, a monoparty government, and a unicameral system. So, anyway, getting back into why does the queen have to give her approval? I'm not going to complain about that. I'm just saying. Anyway, it says House of Commons Speaker John Bercow announced that the European Union withdrawal received royal assent and passed into law. Royal assent. Is that anything like rising from the dead? The announcement was cheered by pro-Brexit officials. Now, do you guys understand what's going on here? Great Britain in England, per se, but Great Britain is claiming their sovereignty back again as a sovereign country from the European Union. Says, I have to notify the House in accordance with the Royal Assent Act of 1967 that Her Majesty has signified her royal assent to the following acts. European Union Withdrawal Act of 2018, Bercow said. The bill was finally approved after months of debate. The legislation will translate thousands of pieces of EU law into British statute. Pro-EU lawmakers and members of the House of Lords. The House of Lords. That revolutionary spark still resides in my genes. You know what I mean? It is, it should in all Americans. So that's why I'm sort of chiding here. It says, and members of the House of Lords tried to amend it to soften the terms of the British departure from the bloc. It says, most of the changes were reversed by narrow votes. So this is kind of interesting, and I guess it's sort of a little lesson we can all have here. Those of you that are thinking about state splits and things like that, says the bill was finally approved after months of debate, and it will translate thousands of pieces of EU law. So you see, when they were part of the European Union, they adopted laws that the European Union had passed. And of course, as part of the European Union, they would adopt or adapt. Does that make sense? And so that's what they did here. They translated these pieces of EU law into British statute. The ones that they liked, I suspect, and the ones that they didn't like, you're out of here. I mean, there's a lot of laws there that... See, here's the bottom line. Is that Great Britain got really sick and tired of the European Union from sucking off their teat. You know, that money teat. Because the European Union is a socialist/communist totalitarian organization. They don't know how to govern. I mean, you know, that's what Nigel Farage is all about. You ever listen to Nigel Farage talk to those fools? I mean, Nigel Farage. I mean, they sit in this majestic palace-like place. I mean, it's like Superman Palace, Crystal Palace or whatever they're called. I mean, it was just amazing. Thousands of these representatives. They had thousands of people. And he'd stand down there in the well and just blast them for the fools, lazy fools that they were. Say things like, I bet none of you in this room has ever held a real job. You're all socialist. I mean, God. And you're going, wow, wish we'd hear that sometimes in the California legislature. Because there's a lot of baby-faced people down there that have never held jobs. And they've been sucking off the teat of all the California taxpayers. That's a fact. I mean, you got to meet some of these people. And, you know, you can always tell when you meet a legislator who's, you know, by the handshake. When they give you that little noodle thing going on. I'm sorry. I'm just in one of those kind of moods. It's okay. But great job, Brexit. Great job. Sovereignty is supreme now in Great Britain. Freedom. For the British people, hello. It will come soon to all of us, especially New California. We'll be right back.
well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server. Those are your words. In her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to... what are we today? Agenda 21 Radio. And listen, thanks for listening. Had a huge response from yesterday's third hour with Tana Getz, advisor to Donald Trump. She was with us for the whole hour, actually in the third hour. You can catch it on the podcast, Podbean, as we call it. And third hour, it was really amazing. And we're going to have her on again. And she's going to announce something, I think. We'll get her to announce something that we were going to announce yesterday. But I just said, no, I don't think we need to announce it yet. But she's got some really, really good news that in the weeks ahead, we'll get her on the show and see if she can will announce. I think it's going to come out anyway. I just, you know, the news is so news. It was so new news that... I'm a little trepidatious about it, so anyway, we backed off. So she's going to be with us again, and today I'm going to actually be on, what show is it? Oh, One American News, Ledger. I'll be on at noontime, Pacific time, it's 3 o'clock. For those of you on the East Coast, that's called 3 o'clock. I'm sorry. I know. It's early out here. And by the way, I just got handed a fresh cup of brew. So it's that time in the morning here. And listen, it is piping hot. And for those of you in Trona, out there in Trona, where the end of the world meets the world, my coffee is best. Now, I know I have some listeners out there, and they would challenge me on that. But, you know, we're going to have the great Trona coffee brew-off. The Trona brew-off, we'll call it. And mine is best. Listen, you can tell mine is best. Succulent. It's better than the Bucks, by the way. Much better than the Bucks, which I'll never go to again. Yeah, I stubborn up about these things. I love the baristas were in the Starbucks I used to go to. I don't go to them anymore, and I wish them all well. But that whole thing, that racist business that their owner put people through, that was just absolutely disgusting and vile. So I said no. Okay, so we've got a whole bunch of things going on. And listen, I just popped up on Drudge here because I was really trying to look for something about Brexit, which I think is really significant. And by the way, if you go to our article on Brexit on Agenda 21 Radio, you'll see some really striking features. A lot of people probably aren't connecting the dots yet. Okay, that's why today I'm very, very happy. It's a very good day for the world. Not just for Great Britain, but for everybody, including California. Listen to this now. This is from California. I'm holding off. This is going to come up in the third hour. We're going to do California. And we're going to premiere the some snippets, if you will, from today's Grievance 23. Grievance 23. Oh, boy. You know, we might go to 95 grievances. And at the end, we'll post them on the door at the Capitol. California considers creating fake news advisory group to monitor media. Are we stepping off into communism? What do you mean stepping off? We're there, guys. This is it. This is it. And, of course, it's not going to work. Okay, anyway, I've got to get refocused. But if you go to the article that we've got up on Agenda 21 Radio, which, by the way, I'm going to do right now. I'm not even there, but I'm going to. It's got a great picture of Donald Trump when he was campaigning, and he's shaking the hand of Nigel Farage. Okay, now why in the world would he do such a thing? You know, why would Donald Trump? Because guess what? They're on the same team. Donald Trump gets what Nigel Farage is doing. He's fighting totalitarianism, and this was before this law, of course, became law in Great Britain and signed off by the Queen. You know, the whole nine yards, the ascension, whatever they ascended into the Holy Ghost. I don't know, whatever they do there. It's all kind of weird. Anyway, but Nigel Farage is seen shaking Donald Trump's hand at a campaign stop because he was campaigning with Donald Trump. Gee, they're on the... Go figure. Nigel Farage and Donald Trump are on the same team. Now, why is that? Because they're not globalists. They're fighting globalism. They understand the face of totalitarianism. That's why they're together. That's why I say it's a very good day. Winning, winning, winning is happening across the world. This is a huge slap at the totalitarians of the European Union, which has long been one of the major bastions, or was turning into one of the major bastions of totalitarianism until, well, you know, things started to unravel on them. The economy, the pigs started up, you know. Portugal, Italy, Greece, Spain, de España. All of a sudden, the pigs routed out. I mean, rooted out. What happened was those countries in the EU started to go broke. Broke is a joke. I wonder why. Because they were running out of other people's money. This is what socialism, totalitarianism does. And so for years, the pigs, Portugal, Italy, Greece, and Spain, were sucking from the teat of Great Britain. Get it? And the British, who had a one-time big empire, which some people would say they still do, deep within the United States with a monetary system and that whole dialogue, right? Which is it's pretty truthful. Anyway, but here's the deal, is that Donald Trump says, wait a minute, you know, in the United States, this is all happening here too. You have certain states, you had certain things going on in dynamics that were causing totality. Barack Hussein Obama, you get? See, this whole spread of the virus of totalitarianism, it was really coming a lot from the hallmark program of totalitarianism that they had set up through the European Union. And Great Britain said, oh, this sounds like a good idea. We'll just union up. We'll kind of make it like the United States in a sense, right? Now, it makes sense on paper. You know, you draw it up and say, well, you know, we can bring in all these countries. We had suffering from World War I and World War II. We're coming out of the Cold War. All these countries need to get their act together. They need to break down the borders. They need to break down the borders. So, in fact, I got to tell you, my testimony is that the very night, they took down the borders through all these countries in the EU. It was 1992. And I happened to be on the very first train that came in from Munich to Zurich that stopped at the station at 12:10 a.m. The border had gone down 10 minutes before. And we were on the very first train. And I witnessed. We parked right in front of the border the border agents. The Swiss guard, if you will. No, they weren't the Swiss guard, but they were the Swiss border agents. And I watched them stand down as the drug addicts flowed into. I mean, literally, the drug. Unless I know who drug addicts are. I used to work with them. There's European drug addicts that are no different looking and behaving no differently than, guess what, you find in the United States. And they were flooding across the border, gleefully, right in the face. Some of them flipping off the, you know, yelling obscenities at the border guards and so on. That was the first 10 minutes of that border broken down. I was there. I saw it. Significant? Yes. Today, certainly significant. That's why I say, I bring it back to the June 26th date right now, 2018, as opposed to, it was the July of 1992. Did a lot of water under the bridge, so to speak. But somebody has figured it out, and that's Great Britain. They're tired of people sucking off the British crown. I guess the Queen got tired of that, right? I know it's a bad visual, but you get my drift. They ran out of other people's money, and Great Britain cut them off. We'll be right back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $10,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
And we're back. I know. We're back. We're delivering you the news and information you desire. We're going to be joined. Scott Adams is going to join us at the top of the hour. He's got some SARC news. We'll be talking about that. But I wanted just to kind of briefly give you this little heads up on what's going on with this Donald Trump and Nigel Farage. And all the things that go along with Nigel Farage. He actually explored at one point in time. I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but he actually explored a two-state split for California. You may remember this. I'm going to type this in. We got something really important going on here besides me talking on the radio, right? Oh, okay. I'm going to spell this name right. Okay, so I'm sorry. Sorry, it's a technical thing because something the staff did not get to before the show. And if we don't put it out there, something, it's not nice. It's just not nice what's going on. Anyway, so here you have now a European Union that is developing very quickly in a different direction. In fact, they're shattering. It's kind of like watching a meteor just kind of blow up, you know? I mean, it starts to come apart, and all these different, you know, things come streaming out, hot molten metal and stuff like that. That's really what's going to happen here. You're going to see the development of these European Union groups. You're going to see the development of these guys into separate independent states, autonomous states. You see, that's been the problem. Is that this country, the United States of America, 50 states, right? The United States of America, oftentimes called the Union. We have managed, because of our autonomy, because of our self, because each state is self-sufficient, technically. Each state is its own independent state and nation. It has sovereign borders. It really does. But we have a union of these states. We have a union of the states. This is a really important concept to understand. And there's certain things that strap the union together. And it's called a constitution. Okay, and our constitution, married with the Declaration of Independence, that's the first. Listen, you got to understand, all the things that make a union of the United States of America started with that Declaration of Independence. That was the key document. You've got to understand it. If you don't understand the Declaration, the history of it, go back. Study it. Find out about the Adams brothers, Jefferson, all those folks. Go back to 1761, 1751. Go back even further. Find out the definition. When was the word independence, to be independent, invented? Follow the progression of history. And why did the founding fathers all come from Protestant backgrounds? I wonder why. It's a fascinating history, but it produced a document called the Declaration of Independence that spurred the next document, and of course that was the Constitution, starting in 1783. It took a long time to write the Constitution, as it did all the 50 states' constitutions, by the way. Every 50 states, all of these states have had constitutions developed. It took them a long time. California started their constitutional business in 1850, never really culminated in a final document until 1879. Other states did the same thing. Now, what we're doing in New California is we're getting out in front of that, because we've taken information we've learned from the past, and we can apply it in today's technical world. And by the way, we can do it at lightning speed because we have computers. They didn't have computers. Last time you had a constitution written for the United States was Hawaii and Alaska in 1959. They both came on board. So an understanding of that is really important. The EU never had that. The EU never had the blessings of a constitution. Now, here is the key thing. Here is the key thing, and what has led to the lack of the autonomous states in the EU. I mean, it was a great concept. People said, well, you know, the United States did it. It works out on paper, right? On paper, it works out. But what's the problem with just working it out on paper and having a design? You know, you got to be able to go from the conceptual to the reality. You know, we found this out when computers came on board and they started to destroy, take away in the high schools, the shop classes. Because, you know, in shop classes, high school shop classes and high school home economic classes and so on, the manual arts, the arts, and music, by the way, when they started acing those out of the California education system back in the 90s, we started running, actually in the 80s it started, we started to running into some problems. And I went back to one of my friends, a colleague, who was a chairman of a high school manual arts program, a thriving one at one time, that was starting to be reduced to nothing by 2000. And I was talking to him, and he said, you know, Paul, he says, there's some real problems with the reality distortion field. I said, really? Well, what do you mean by that? He said, well, you know, back in the day when we had all these thriving shop classes, and you knew you were your assistant principal at the time of the school, we had thriving shop classes. The kids could go off to college, then go to the engineering school, and they can function properly. But he said, I started getting calls from the professors at the university saying, hey, can you teach our kids how to build things with their hands? They're having a real problem. They can engineer it. They can draw it. But contextually, they don't understand it because they can't use their hands to do it. You see, the EU has never had the hands to do it. They've never had the spiritual nature of the EU like the United States has. And the spiritual nature of the United States was found by God. God gave us the hands, gave us the tools to build this nation through the Declaration of Independence first, and then the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. The EU has never had that. So they fall apart. They don't know what autonomy is like. They don't know that self-reliance that, well, we've all been blessed with by our God. Given rights. We'll be right back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Okay, Nigel Farage, the founder, if you will, of, guess what? You got it, of the Brexit. You know, what a surprise it was. Actually, go back and look at the whole vote that went down about the Brexit, all the things that happened and stuff that went. And Nigel Farage really was surprised. He, you know, his response was when he first found out about it, you know, because the votes were coming in, and he, I guess, had slept in. He didn't really care because he didn't think it was going to happen. He did not think the British people were going to put the blessings on this thing that he put forward, and they did. And he's like, what? So here it is today. Yeah, the EU is gone. Basically, it's going to start folding up its tent. And we're winning. And, of course, we've got a lot of cleaning up here to do in the United States of America, which we're going to do. We're going to have Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show on us with us at the beginning of the hour. And then we're going to dive into a whole bunch of stuff like Maxine Waters. We're going to take the dive. I know, you're sitting here thinking, what the heck for, right? Well, you know, we all need a little bit of humor, don't we? Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also newcaliforniastate.com. And remember this, you have a right to your voice. Right to voice. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Shop online at either Shooter's Paradise Online, that's shootersparadiseonline.us, or theshootingstore.com, and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.